First up today, a different kind of music, piano duelers. Two players from the Ernie Biggs Chicago-style piano dueling bar in Westport are here in the studio, and they'll be taking your requests just as they would at Ernie Biggs. With us today is Elijah Hubbard from Olathe. Elijah, nice to have you. Welcome.
Yeah, pleasure to be here.
Brian Babcock's also here. He's from Platte City. Good to have you,
Thank
too,
you
Brian.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, and you got your pianos arrayed here in front of you.
Ready to go.
You know, Elijah, what is piano dueling? What are we talking about here?
Well, essentially, you're talking about throwing a party, you know, for people. You know, it's a little bit like going into a karaoke bar, except that you can actually interact with the karaoke machine. It's more than just canned songs, but a chance to sing along, clap along, maybe even drink along.
And it works how then, Brian? And practically speaking, what happens at the bar?
When you come in, you get a drink, you sit down, and then when we start the show, we ask for requests, and we ask people to send their requests. And we also, like he said, get them interactive. We have them clap with our songs. We have them sing. We leave them pockets for them to sing and things like that.
And speaking of requests, we're taking them here this morning with Elijah and Brian, 816-235-2888. If you have a request, call it in right now. We'll get it up. We'll get it played here before too long. Why don't you demonstrate? Go ahead and let it rip and show us what you guys do.
Together, spotlight sitting something that's been known to change the weather. Kill the fatty cat tonight, so stick around. The electric music, them solid walls of sound. Kenny and Ronnie, have you seen them yet? Oh, but they're so spaced out. Benny and the Chess. Oh, but they're really wonderful. The band, she's really keen. We got electric boots and a Morris suit. You know we read it in a magazine. You know, Benny, Benny and the Chess.
Great. Elijah Hubbard, Brian Babcock here. They're from the Ernie Biggs Chicago-style piano dueling bar in Westport. And that's a lot of keys flashing around. And I knew the song was legit when you dragged out the S's.
Yeah.
Betty,
like
as Elton
steam
John
escaping.
Did.
Yeah. It's the little things like that that, in my opinion, make, you know, you want to recreate the song.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's the best part.
So you got to drag out the S.
Little things like that, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So when it gets going on a typical night, people engage pretty quickly.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah. And we have more players there, and we also we have guitars, we have bass, and we have a drummer. So we do full band sets every half hour. Yeah, we have when we try to play the request, if we've rehearsed them as a band, we do have to rehearse them. I know it looks like we're just thinking of the stuff out of thin air, but a lot of the band sets are rehearsed, so we're doing a lot of that.
Well, for your requests, 816-235-2888. Come on, call in a couple of requests. We'll get this thing going here this morning on Up to Date. So how do you keep track of what the other guy's doing? I mean, so many keys flying around. How do you keep that straight?
Well, you just the idea is that we've all heard the songs before, and we've all hopefully we've memorized them, and so we just find out what key they're playing in, and we just play along with them. Yeah, so if I were to playing a song, Elijah would be accompanying me by either singing harmonies or just playing, you know, little fills in on the piano, or if I give him a solo, like, Elijah, take a solo.
Yeah. Elijah, how many songs do you have to know to be a professional piano dueler?
Well, to start out, I mean, you're probably looking at maybe 30, 35 songs just to get through a night. But as a team, you're having to cover hundreds of songs, you know, every evening, because you never really know what's going to come up.
And you just got to be ready to go.
You got to be ready to go, and you got to be able to, you know a lot of the classics, a lot of the piano bar standards. There's a certain kind of list of what we call A songs, you know, big things like Sweet Caroline or Benny and the Jets being a song like that. But you just kind of got to know those, especially as a male player. And there's a kind of a different set for female players as well.
Do you have cheat sheets?
We accept a currency to play requests, and if it's big enough, and we have, let's say, have heard the song before, if there's a lot of money on to request, and we've heard a song before, occasionally we can use technology. Thanks to Steve Jobs, we have iPhones now. We can bring up the lyrics really quickly, and then we can just sit there. But obviously, we've had to know the chords beforehand, and at least have heard the song before to do that.
Yeah, okay.
What we call fake a song.
Okay, we're getting some calls rolling in here. What calls can we take here, gentlemen? No, not ready yet here. Okay. So how many songs do you know as you look at your whole list, Brian?
Well, there's only so many you can play in a night, and sometimes I forget them, but I think I've learned close to 300 songs. But I grew up listening. I was a music major in college and things like that. I was a music major, and I got my master's degree at UNLV. So I've been playing music my whole life. Elijah's different. He wasn't a music major. And by the way, we are always looking for more piano players, and you don't have to be a music major. If we have any students here at UMKC listening that are music majors, as long as you can play the piano and sing, we accept all ages, all both sexes. It's a fun time. You make a living playing music. It's really fun. And come in on Thursday nights at Ernie Biggs. There's no cover charge, and it's live band karaoke on Thursday nights. Wow. We have people that can come in, and we have lyrics printed off that they can sing with the group, and it's totally free.
Elijah, you weren't a music major?
That's correct.
So you wound up in this gig. How?
Well, actually, Brian's kind of to blame. I got one of those, so you play piano and you can tell a joke. You should try this job out, because we kind of, proselytize a little bit in this industry because we really enjoy our job. So it's easy for us to try to pull other people in. And I kind of said, oh, no way. There's no way I could do that. And kind of stewed for 2 or 3 weeks. And then I called him up and said, all right, what's the first 5 songs I got to learn? And it just snowballed from there. And I came in on Thursday nights. Mm-hmm. I came in for probably 6-9 months, I kind of slowly just learned songs and tried to get better and played to other clubs and got my experience level up to where I could come back to Ernie Biggs and play there full time. And I've been doing it for, been there for about 3 years now.
Yeah. Brian, is this where you wanted to be?
No, I wanted to be I wanted to teach music at the college level. I realized, this is just my experience by going through grad school, that those jobs are very few. Yeah. And when professors do get them, they never want to leave them until they're forced to. And so
hard gig to get.
Exactly. And I had much debt with student loans, so I had to start working as soon as I got grad school. And if I wanted, and I wanted to do music, so I was very particular, and this was perfect. Make a living, you can pay debt doing it, and you get to do music. And you only work 4 nights a week. We're Wednesday through Saturday. The doing piano shows. We're open all the other days, but just the doing piano shows Wednesday through Saturdays.
We're talking piano dueling here on Up to Date. Elijah Hubbard, Brian Babcock, your requests welcome. 816-235-2888. If you've got a song our piano duelers can play, give us a shout. Let's go to Richard from Green Valley. Richard, you're on Up to Date. Welcome.
Good morning. I'm glad you're having these guests on today.
Good.
I had actually two. One is, of course, Billy Joel's Piano Man. And then the other...
I bet you've never heard that one before.
No, yeah. Never.
That's a great song. That's a great song.
Is Angel Eyes by Jim Brickman.
Oh, Angel Eyes is good. That's a standard. I don't know if we could do that one. That's a kind of a complicated one, but we're more than happy to do Piano Man. Should we go ahead?
Let's do Piano Man. Billy Joel's Piano Man, Elijah Hubbard, Brian Babcock. Here we go.
It's 9 o'clock on a Saturday. The regular crowd shuffles in. There's an old man sitting next to me, making love to his tonic and gin. He said, son, can you play me a memory? Well, I'm not really sure how it goes. Well, it's sad and it's sweet, and I knew it's complete when I wore younger man's clothes. Oh, la da 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 da. Sing us a song, you're the piano man. Sing us a song tonight. Well, we're all in the mood for a melody, and you got us feeling all right.
All right, Elijah, feel free to take whatever verse you want. I'm just going to...
It's a pretty good crowd for a Saturday. Manager gives me a smile, 'cause he knows that it's we they've been coming to see. Forget about life for a while. The piano, it sounds like a carnival. Microphones smell like a beer. They sit at the bar and put bread in my John, they say, man, what are you doing here? Singing la 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 la. Sing us a song, you're the piano man. Sing us a song tonight, 'cause we're all in the mood for a melody. You got us feeling all right.
Oh, it's great. It's fun watching you guys, because Elijah, you're leaning over at the end of that song, sort of following Brian, seeing what he's doing, because you're sort of working things out on the fly, it looks like.
Yes.
Yeah, that's, you know, a little kind of a clipped version of that song.
Yeah,
so.
and you never know what if your partner's going to do the full version. Like, if it's a long song, like this song, it's not necessarily long, but there's just lots of verses. And for radio, we're going to shorten it. So you're just looking at me and just kind of eye contact.
You know, Brian, explain to me someday. I've never understood this, how you can sing and play the piano at the same time. That just seems so far beyond anything I could ever imagine doing
myself.
Turn
your brain off.
It's definitely, and it's definitely not what you learn when you do piano lessons. When I was younger, my mom taught me when I was a kid, and Disney movies were big, Aladdin, Lion King, and things like that, and she'd buy me the books because I loved those movies.
Yeah.
And so I'd sit there and play along. Of course, I wouldn't sing. I would just sit there and play what the music is written.
Yeah.
But all you're doing is really playing chords, and as a piano player, it's actually, for me, it's a lot easier just to do this. Like, I used to be able to play classical music. I can't anymore because I haven't played that stuff since college. So, but this is easy, though. I could play by ear any day. Like, I can just,
Well, Elijah, I'm guessing there are 7 or 8 staple songs you've got to have in your repertoire to do this. They would be what? What are the 7 or 8 songs you've got to know? Because if you don't, you're not going to get anywhere in this business.
If you're a guy player, I mean, you've got to know Sweet Caroline, Friends in Low Places.
Oh, yeah.
The Joker is a big one to start off with.
Friends in Low Places being the Royals' former theme song.
Exactly.
You got to have it here. Yeah.
I mean, we're looking at songs that get requested every single night, multiple times a night. I mean, Don't Stop Believing by Journey.
Yeah.
Every night, that song is getting requested 10,000 times. And if you don't know that song, you got to go home and learn it, like, that night.
Do you get tired of them?
I mean, really? There are some songs you get a little bit weary of, but the fact that the crowd changes every night and the way they respond changes every night, that always keeps it fresh.
Are people respectful, Brian, by and large?
Most of the time, yes. Sometimes we do get hecklers, people that scream bad things to us. And that's where the kind of the entertainer, comedian aspect comes in. You got to know how to handle the crowds, you know, if they're doing that type thing. But that is very few and far between. For the most part, they're definitely respectful. It is a little difficult because, you know, they pay cover to come in.
Yeah.
They pay for drinks. And
yeah.
Sometimes they'll tip us if they want to hear a song. So a lot of, you know, when we have money exchanging like that, in alcohol, you know.
Things, I can only imagine.
Things can get a little... But for the most part, we have a really great security staff, so there's never any problems.
Yeah. Piano dueling is our topic this morning on Up to Date. We're visiting with Elijah Hubbard, Brian Babcock from Ernie Biggs Chicago-style piano dueling bar in West Park. Let's go back to some requests at 816-235-2888. Ed from Lawrence, you're on Up to Date. Ed, good morning.
Hi, I'm a big ragtime piano fan. I wondered if either Brian or Elijah happened to have any ragtime numbers in their fingers this morning.
Ragtime.
Very good question. Last night we got a request for The Entertainer by Scott Joplin.
That'll work. Yeah.
And?
That's about it.
Well, another guy we were working with played it perfectly. I'm sorry, you're not getting him today. His name's Jason.
It was disgusting how well he played that.
Yeah, and I used to play Maple Leaf Rag when I was in high school, but of course I forgot it all. So
when you're stumped, you do what?
Well, it depends. Depending on how, if we, you know, how much money we would get for a request, we would we would just tell them, because we do value the customer's money, We would just say, I'm sorry, we don't know it. Please just come talk to us and we'll play something else for you. So we just haven't picked something else. That's...
And hence the reason we play on a team as well, because you need a couple of other people around to cover all the bases.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, no one person can know everything. Even though we try to maintain that illusion, we can't know it all.
And sometimes they do request Mozart or Beethoven, and so we just kind of, you know, play along and do those things. I used to know, like, Ode to Joy, the actual German, you know, not translation, but... singing it in German, so that was always fun. I mean, we do get that, but I'm sorry about Scott Joplin. It wasn't bad, though, whatever you just did. So.
Ed, you stumped him, Ed. Nice job. Let's go to Liz from Kansas City, Missouri. Liz, you're on Up to Date. Good morning. Are you there, Liz?
Love to hear.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm here. I would love to hear You've Lost That Loving Feeling.
We can do that.
They lit up on that one.
Classic.
You never close your eyes anymore when I kiss your lips. And there's no tenderness like before in your fingertips. You're trying hard not to show it, baby.
Here's and I have Elijah repeat after me, which is what we would have the crowd do, so the crowd would repeat after me.
Baby,
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 I beg you please,
I beg you please,
I beg you please,
I beg you please,
I beg you please.
Now I need your love,
I need your love,
now I need your love,
I need your love,
now bring it on back,
now bring it on back,
now bring it on back,
now bring it on back. We'll bring back that love and feeling, whoa, that love and feeling. Bring back that love and feeling, cause it's gone, 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 whoa, whoa.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Let me get Liz back on the air here. And Liz, how do they do?
Oh, I think that was marvelous.
Yeah. Thank you, Liz. We appreciate that.
Liz, you're our favorite customer.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Thanks for calling.
You. I appreciate it.
Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
How old's the clientele typically?
At Westport, it is very young. It's typically...
is that a good thing?
It depends. You know, there's other Ernie Biggs. There's one in Wichita, yeah. Kansas. There's one in Springfield, Branson, and then we also have one in Little Rock. Like, for instance, the crowd in the Little Rock room, it's an older crowd. And mm-hmm. It's funny, we... a lot of the people we talk in between clubs, and he was actually wondering if this new song is going over well. I'm like, new song? That's been out for a year, because I've been doing that song for a year. We have to stay very up to date with new songs.
I was going to say, with a younger crowd, you really got to keep up. Yeah.
Especially with the UMKC crowd. On Wednesday, we have Dollar Drink Nights. I don't know if you knew that.
It
gets very crowded with, you know, younger students.
Yeah.
And, they want to hear fresh off the press
songs.
What's
the new hot song you're getting a lot of requests for that maybe I've never heard of before?
I just learned it.
There's a song called Fancy by Iggy Azalea that's been real big recently. Then there's a couple of up-and-coming ones. All About That Bass by Meghan Trainor has been recently popping up. Anything with a hip-hop beat to it seems to be pretty popular.
This one's older, but let it go, let it go. Can't hold it back anymore. From Frozen.
Yeah.
Of course, that's almost a year
it's
old.
It's about every night, I'd say.
Yeah, that's every night we're playing that one. So
you have to spend some time outside of your performances learning some new stuff, right?
Yeah, and a lot of times it's in vain. For instance, like, I'm going to learn Don't Stop Believing because I know that gets requests every night. Now, if I learn this new Meghan Trainor song about that bass that he just mentioned, how do you know if that has any longevity? How do you know if that has any staying power?
It's a gamble.
Yeah, you spend a week learning the song, and turns out it doesn't get requested anymore.
Wow.
But that's a small problem to, you know, have. But
how often do you get home at the end of a long evening and your fingers are just like raw or sore or whatever? Is that a casualty of doing what you guys do?
Not as bad as you'd think, honestly. I mean, you get used to whatever you're doing constantly. So my hands never really hurt from just like pounding the keys. Every once in a while, you'll bruise the tip of your finger because you just nailed that top key, and that could be kind of painful to work through. But for the most part, it's like weight training. You lift the same weight 100 times. Eventually, you just don't feel it nearly as much anymore.
So how often do you two work together?
Too often.
mostly
to be honest.
Mostly
yeah.
Every week.
Kidding.
I know he's taking tomorrow and Saturday off to do another gig, but for the most part, we work Wednesday through Saturday together. A lot of times we do have private events, as in if you're having a wedding, and you want dueling pianos, we have a road show. I mean, we bring it to you.
Mm-hmm. Or full to piano shell, too.
Yes. So it looks like, you know, two
grand pianos. For instance, this Saturday I have one of those in Wichita, so mm-hmm. I won't be at the club on Saturday, but I'll be working for the company.
So when you're switching off, Elijah, different partners on different nights, is that tricky or is it not that big of a deal?
It does change the way you approach your show. I mean, there are some players that are, you know, super high energy, and that kind of rubs off on you. But you get to know the types of songs people play, the way they approach them, and you just kind of have to learn on a case-by-case basis how you can best support your partner. Mm-hmm. But it adds, in my opinion, a flavor and variety to the show that's good for the crowd because they get to see somebody different. Yeah. They get to see, you know, like I said, a different approach to a song that maybe they've heard 100 times before, but never quite in this way.
Yeah. Why don't you guys play a song and take us out towards the end of our segment here. Yeah. Play something you want to play.
Oh, yeah.
It's our party, we can do what we want. It's our party, we can say what we want. It's our party, we can love what we want. Kiss what we
yes,
want.
I did go to the Miley Cyrus concert two nights ago.
Red comes and sweaty bodies everywhere. Hands in the air like I don't care. Cause we can have so much fun now. Bet some money I might get some now. If you're not ready to go home, can I get a heck no? Cause we're gonna see the sunlight, alright. So la-da-da-da-dee. We like to party, dancing with Molly, doing whatever we want. This is our house, this is our rules, and we can't stop. We won't stop. Can't you see it's we who run the night? Can't you see it's we who's about the life? And we can't stop, and we won't stop. We run things they don't. Say what we want. It's our party. We can love what we want. Kiss what we want. Let's go who we want. To my homegirls here with a big mug, shaking it like they had a strip club. Remember only God can judge you. Forget your hands, cause somebody loved you. Everyone in line in the bathroom, trying in a line in the bathroom. Cause we so turned up, yeah. Getting turned up, yeah. Yeah. La da 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 dee. To party, dancing with Ali, doing whatever we want. This is our house, this is our rules, and we can't stop, and we won't stop. Can't you see it's we who run the night? Can't you see it's we who's about the life? And we can't stop, and we won't stop. We run things they don't run, we don't take another room, no. It's our party, we can do what we want. It's our party, we can say what we want. It's our party, we can love what we want. Kiss what we want, do
what we want. Yeah. Oh, Miley Cyrus for you.
Elijah Hubbard, Brian Babcock from Ernie Biggs and Westport. Guys, thanks so much for coming in. Really enjoyed having you.
Good luck down the road. Us.
Yeah.